Previously on The Princess of South Beach, Estrella was desperately looking for evidence to help her unmask Esteban and find her missing friend, Gabby. Luisa caught her red-handed and was about to fire Estrella when Maria del Carmen swooped in and saved the day. Well done, sis.
Listen, I appreciate you saving my ass, but to be honest, I've been pretty annoyed with you. You said you helped me investigate the Calderons, and you keep blowing me off. I can't waste any more time, Maria.
Yeah, I know, but there's just a lot going on, and I'm still getting used to all this. I was just a naive girl in a convent, and all of a sudden I was...
I know. I don't need your backstory again. Jesus, I get it. You have your story, but I have mine too. I think it's time that I tell you what's really at stake for me.
Okay, you're right. I have been a bit selfish, and it's just been so hard being out of the convent for the first time and seeing the...
Maria, you're doing it again.
Sorry. Go ahead.
Sit down. Well, the first thing you need to know about me is that I'm lactose intolerant. But the second thing you need to know about me is that I'm gay.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Seems unrelated, but...
Cállense, please. Don't stop interrupting me.
Sorry.
It's relevant to my motivations. You know, why don't we start this story in 2010?
Okay.
Everyone was into Twilight for some reason, and Lady Gaga was wearing meat for some reason, and I was done pretending to be straight. I had known for years I was gay. Ever since I saw Aaliyah in the Are You That Somebody video, I was like, yep, something's going on in my panties. And I was tired of being someone I wasn't. So one day, I marched into my living room where my parents were playing Scrabble, and I wrote out homosexual. It was a triple word score, and after that, they never played Scrabble again.
Ay, Estrella, I bet that was awful. Did they kick you out, or did they disown you?
What? No, Maria, this is the 21st century.
Oh.
I know that every time a gay person comes out on TV, it's a tragic Lifetime special, but they were super cool with it. Actually, they said they knew since I insisted on renting Bring It On like 15 times, and every time they walked in, I was only watching the parts where they tumble. My point is, they were super supportive and encouraged me to get involved in LGBTQ activism. I joined a bunch of clubs, started volunteering, and at one of the meetings, I met Gabby. Oh, Maria, she was so freaking cute. She had this frizzy red hair, and she would always tell the corniest jokes, and I would always laugh. I fell for her super hard. We dated, but she wasn't out to her parents yet, so we hung out at my place mostly. I kept encouraging her to come out to her parents and just live her truth or whatever. Now, oh God, I regret it so much. She told me she was finally gonna do it, and then all of a sudden, I couldn't reach her.
Oh.
I called for her for days and days and days and nothing. So I decided to go where I wasn't allowed to go, her parents' house.
Welcome to Tea with Tatiana. I'm back to give you the hard-hitting news of the day. I'm kidding. Of course we're going to talk about our favorite royal family, the Calderons. Now, we all know that Nacho Santana is very close to the Calderons. Sources say they've seen Nacho spending lots of time at the racetrack. And tonight, we have someone with some insider information on that. Please welcome Nacho's favorite jockey, Mondragon!
Thanks, Tatiana. It's really exciting to be here. I usually only get this much attention after winning a race, and it's been a while.
Sure, sure. So, Mondragon, tell us, what do you know about Nacho?
Well, he's very supportive of me. He's always pumping me up before a big race. When I get really nervous, he takes me for a drive in his new SUV.
Any chance that would be a Lincoln Aviator?
Yeah! It's kind of my lucky charm, you know?
How so?
Well, every time I'm headed for a race, we take a spin in the Aviator. We drive around the city and listen to podcasts, and I relax with the active motion massage feature. Gives me the headspace that I need to feel centered. Then, I get on the saddle and just let things run as they should.
And has it helped you win races?
No. But having that centered headspace has helped me connect with my listeners on my podcast.
Oh, you have a podcast?
Yes! Mondrago with the Flow. It's tips for living your best life from a successful jockey's perspective.
Wait, I thought you said you haven't won a race. It doesn't matter. We're out of time. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember, my beautiful tea lovers, sharing is caring. But how can we care unless we post about it? Anyway, see you on the next Tea with Tatiana.
So I decided to go where I wasn't allowed to go, her parents' house.
Excuse me, can I help you?
Hi, Miss Gabby's mom. I'm Gabby's friend from school. We have chemistry together. A lot of chemistry. Is Gabby home?
No.
Okay, because we have an assignment due together. Do you know when she'll be home?
Gabby isn't coming home for a few weeks. She's at camp.
Camp in the middle of a school year?
Not that it's any of your business, but Gabby needed to reset her priorities. She's at God's holy light, and she will be there until she gets better. Now, excuse me, I have to get dinner ready. Ugh, my shrimp and grits.
I knew what God's holy light was. I had protested in front of that awful place dozens of times. I encouraged her to come out, and then she ended up in a gay conversion therapy camp.
I don't know what that is. Can you explain?
Gay conversion therapy. It's not real therapy. It's religious fanatics convincing gay kids that they're a sin. They try to convince kids that they'll never be loved or happy unless they become straight. As if it's something you can freaking choose. It's psychological torture. And it wasn't until weeks later that I finally got a letter from Gabby.
You have it on you?
I had a feeling we'd get into this today. Read it.
Dearest Doris. Wait, who's Doris?
Me, remember? Estrella is my fake name.
Your parents named you Doris?
It's a family name. You could keep reading.
Sorry. Dearest Doris, I miss you so much. I'm sorry I disappeared. I'm sure you must have been worried. I've been trapped at God's holy light for weeks now, and they won't let me leave. It's been hell in here. They took our phones, they won't let us talk to our families, and they barely give us any food. The only thing that's keeping me going is knowing you're out there. But Doris, I'm scared. The other day something happened. Something happened with a very powerful person. His name is Esteban Calderon.
Keep reading, Maria.
Sorry. His name is Esteban Calderon. Doris, this man is very powerful. He's one of the people who gives money to this place. I saw him do something. I can't tell you what it is. I don't want to involve you, but I think he knows that I know his secret, and now maybe I'm just being paranoid, but I think he wants to get rid of me.
Can you wait to the end to gasp?
Sorry, I've been reading a lot of dramatic letters lately. Now, I think he wants to get rid of me. I need to get out of here. Please help me. I love you, Gabby. Oh my God. Wait, didn't that reporter at Esteban's press conference say something about this?
Yes, but I'm not done telling the story, Maria. My parents and I immediately headed to the camp to try to get her out. But when we got there, they said they had no record of anyone named Gabby ever even attending that camp. And she's been missing ever since. I spent years trying to put together the pieces. Her family refused to speak to me. They even moved away. And the only thing I knew for sure is that Esteban Calderon had something to do with it. He knows where Gabby is.
So how did you end up here?
I knew the Calderons were too powerful to go to the police. These people have the entire police force on their damn payroll. I had to investigate on my own and get information from the inside. And one day it came to me on a silver platter. I saw that Casa Rosa had posted a wanted ad for a maid, so I just showed up.
Ugh, I can't believe I'm answering my own door. Who are you? What do you want?
Hi, I was sent from the luxury maid service place.
Oh, White Gloves Inc.?
Yep, White Gloves Inc. That's the one. I was informed of the job posting and would be honored to service the illustrious house of the Calderons, madam.
Finally, one who knows her place. What's your name?
Estrella.
Estrella?
That's what I said. For some reason.
Well, I guess I can take a look at your resume and perhaps we do a vacuum test to see how you do. Come in.
Thank you, madam. It ended up being way easier than I thought to get in, but now I've been trapped here for 3 years without making any real progress. Until you showed up.
Wow. I've been so focused on myself, I didn't even realize your story was so fleshed out.
Did you think people just wake up one day seeking revenge on the most powerful people of Miami without having a robust backstory to back it up?
I hadn't thought about it too much. Well, thank you for sharing all of this with me, and I promise I'll stop being so self-centered and start helping you with the investigation.
You sure? You sure you won't be too distracted with that hot reporter guy?
What? Which reporter? Oh, Andres. I'd forgotten about him already.
You forgot about him? No, you haven't. You're a terrible actress.
I don't know. I'm doing a pretty good job of convincing people I'm Gloria. As if, little sis. You may think you're pulling it off, but sooner or later, someone is going to catch you. Actually, it's definitely sooner.
If you're enjoying Princess of South Beach, please subscribe, rate, and review our show wherever you're listening. The Princess of South Beach is a production of iHeart's My Cultura podcast network and Sonoro. Created and directed by Jasmine Romero. Written by Jasmine Romero and Joanna Hausman, with help from Daniela Sarkis, Monisa Hinrichs, and Christian Hatar. Produced by Luis Eduardo Castillo. Executive produced by Connell Byrne and Giselle Bantis for iHeart, by Joanna Hausman, and by Jasmine Romero and Joshua Weinstein for Sonoro. Performances in this episode by Rachel Zegler, Gina Torres, X Mayo, and Eileen Clark. Our production manager is Querenza Chaires. Recording and engineering by Emiliano Quintanar, with sound design by Edwin Irigoyen, Cassandra Tinajero, Andres Baena, Diego Medina, and Andres Coronado. Assistant sound design by Eric Centeno. Casting and coordination by Andres Chaires. Foley by Samantha Gonzalez Fong. Our theme song and original music by Rodrigo Garcia Robles and Charlie Hernandez.